William Ellery Channing in the 19th century and A. Powell Davies in the 20th. The first part comes from a collection of Channing's writings published by the American Unitarian Association in 1896 and includes references to all souls, for which many UU congregations, including the one A. Powell Davies served in Washington, D.C. decades later, are still named. The second part is a meditation written by Davies, who served All Souls Church in D.C. during the city's desegregation. The words of Channing. I am a living member of the great family of all souls, and cannot improve or suffer myself without diffusing good or evil around me through an ever-enlarging sphere. I belong to this family. I am bound by its vital bonds. I am always exerting an influence on it. I can hardly perform an act that is confined in its consequence to myself. Others are affected by what I am and say and do. So a single act of mine may spread and spread in widening circles through a nation or humanity. And now Davies. The years of all of us are short. Our lives precarious. Our days and nights go hurrying on, and there is scarcely time to do the little that we might. Yet we find time for bitterness, for petty treason and evasion. What can we do to stretch our hearts enough to lose their littleness? Here we are, all of us, all upon this planet, bound together in common destiny, living our lives between the briefness of daylight and the dark, kindred in this, each lighted by the same precarious, flickering flame of life. And how does it happen that we are not kindred in all things else? How strange and foolish are these walls of separation that divide us. And now is the time in the service where we take our offering. Each month, CVU